and welcome to the Brothers Grimm Lunch Break. I'm Eric Wagoner. Today I'll be reading Jorinda and Joringel. Once upon a time, there was an old castle in the middle of a great, dense forest. An old woman lived there all by herself, and she was a powerful sorceress. During the day, she turned herself into a cat or a night owl, but in the evening she would return to her normal human form. She had the ability to lure game and birds, which she would slaughter and then cook or roast. If any man came within 100 steps of the castle, she would cast a spell over him so that he would not be able to move from the spot until she broke the spell. If an innocent maiden came within her magic circle, she would change her into a bird and stuff her into a wicker basket. Then she would carry the basket up to her room in her castle, where she had well over 7,000 baskets with rare birds of this kind. Now, once there was a maiden named Jorinda, who was more beautiful than any other maiden in the kingdom. She was betrothed to a handsome youth named Joringel. During the time before their marriage, they took great pleasure in being in each other's company. One day they went for a walk in the forest so they could be alone and talk intimately with one another. "Be careful," Joringel said, "that you don't get too close to the castle." At dusk, the sun shone brightly through the tree trunks and cast its light on the dark green of the forest. The turtle doves were singing mournfully in the old beech trees, and at times Jorinda wept. Then she sat down in the sunshine and sighed, and Joringel sighed too. They became very sad, as if they were doomed to die, and when they looked around them, they became confused and did not know how to get home. The sun was still shining half above and half behind the mountains. When Joringel looked through the bushes and saw the wall of the old castle not very far away, he became so alarmed that he was nearly frightened to death, while Jorinda sang, "Oh, my bird with your ring of red, sitting and singing your tale of woe, you tell us now that the poor dove is dead, you sing your tale of woe, oh, 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 oh." Just then, as Joringel looked at Jorinda, she was turned into a nightingale singing, "Oh, oh, oh, oh." A night owl with glowing eyes flew around her 3 times, and each time it cried, "Tahoo, tahoo, tahoo." Joringel could not budge. He stood there like a stone, unable to weep, to talk, or to move hand or foot. When the sun was about to set, the owl flew into a bush, and then immediately returned as a haggard old woman, yellow and scrawny, with large red eyes and a crooked nose that almost touched her chin with its tip. She muttered something to herself, caught the nightingale, and carried it away in her hand. Joringel was still unable to speak, nor could he move from the spot. The nightingale was gone. Soon the woman came back and said with a muffled voice, "Greetings, Zachiel. When the moon shines in the basket, let him loose, Zachiel, just at the right moment." Then Joringel was set free, and he fell on his knees before the woman and begged her to give Jorinda back to him. But she said he would never get her back again, and went away. He shouted, he wept, he moaned, but it was all in vain. "Oh, no, what's to become of me?" Joringel went off, and eventually came to an unfamiliar village, where he tended sheep for a long time. He often went round and round the castle, and always kept his distance. Finally, he dreamed one night that he had found a flower as red as blood, and in the middle of it was a pearl. He plucked the flower and went with it to the castle. Everything that he touched with the flower was set free from the magic spell. He also dreamed that he managed to regain his Jorinda with the flower. When he awoke the next morning, he began searching all over the mountains and valleys for the flower of his dream. He searched for 9 days, and early on the 9th day he found a flower as red as blood. In its middle was a large dewdrop as big as the finest pearl. He carried this flower night and day until he reached the castle. When he came to within 100 steps of the castle, he was not spellbound, but was able to get to the gate. Overjoyed by that, Joringel touched the gate with the flower, and it sprang open. So he entered, crossed the courtyard, and listened for the sound of birds. Finally he heard them, and went toward the room where the sorceress was feeding the birds in their 7,000 baskets. When she saw Joringel, she became angry, very angry. She began berating him and spitting poison and gall at him, but she could only come within 2 feet of him, and he paid no attention to her. Instead, he went and examined the baskets with the birds. Since there were hundreds of nightingales, he did not know how he would be able to find his Jorinde again. While he was examining the baskets, he noticed that the old woman had stealthily picked up one of the baskets and was heading toward the door. Quick as a flash, he ran over and touched the basket with the flower and the old woman as well. Now she could no longer use her magic, and thus Jorinde appeared before him. She threw her arms around his neck and was just as beautiful as before. After Joringel had turned all the other birds into young women, he went home with his Jorinde, and they lived happily together for a long time. The end. The Brothers Grimm Lunch Break is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Download it and share it all you'd like, but don't change it or sell it. The translations used are copyright Jack Zipes and are used with permission. His collected translations, The Complete Fairy Tales of the Brothers Grimm, is available on the media of your choice from Bantam Books. The music is Mount Timbrel by Jamie Janover off his All Strings Considered album, available on magnatune.com. If you'd like to listen to any of the other tales, you can find them on our website, grimlunch.org, where you can also leave comments, or subscribe through iTunes. And if you're in iTunes, would you mind leaving a review or clicking on stars to give this podcast a rating? It helps other people find the podcast, and I'd really appreciate it. Thank you for listening.